To find out what's really going on behind the music, sometimes you have to dig deep. I'm Dr. Mike, and on the new season of Going There, we're doing just that.
Art or music can be your escape and your therapy.
Going There is the podcast at the crossroads of music and mental health, where we have raw, meaningful conversations with artists like Noah Kahn, Julian Baker, Jason Isbell, Youngblood, The Head and the Heart, and Bishop Briggs.
I recently heard someone describe grief as glitter, where you'll clean it up and then you'll find little pieces.
By opening ourselves up to these real discussions about mental health, we can foster understanding and gain even greater appreciation for the music we all love.
For me, like, my favorite songs give me happy tears.
So join me and some of your favorite artists on the new season of Going There with Dr. Mike, brought to you by Sound Mind Live and the Consequence Podcast Network. Subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Nancy Wilson.
Mike Campbell.
Mark Mothersbaugh from Devo.
Hey, it's Adam from Counting Crows, and I am here giving you the story behind the song.
The story behind the song is back for season four. I'm Peter Chidi of Deep Cuts Media, and this season we're diving even deeper into some of music history's most iconic tracks with the legends who made them.
What's so beautiful about it is a lot of people connect with, you gotta live your life and don't let the big man push you down. Don't have to live like a refugee, can't keep fighting for what you believe. And that was Tom.
From the spark of inspiration to untold tales from the studio, we unlock the true stories that shape the music you love.
At the time on the radio, there was a really cool riff by Nazareth covering a Joni Mitchell song, This Flight Tonight. It had the same groove, but I think Barracuda kind of blew it out of the water.
Join us as we all sit down with music icons like Devo, Heart, Mike Campbell of Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Sublime, Counting Crows, and so many more. New episodes are out now from the Consequence Podcast Network, so tune in wherever you get your podcast and join me for the story behind the song.
Tour set, pop!
Hey guys.
Hi.
So I know that it's been a rocky last month for us, like when we've been posting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's been a crazy transitional time for both of us. Like, as you guys know, crazy for Bethany. She moved. She started a new job. She got into her new job and really, you know, found the ropes of it. And on top of that, she didn't have internet for straight up 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So that obviously made it really difficult for her to be able to edit and upload. Mm-hmm. And I was just busy and tired and, you know, everything going on from starting the school year
during, you know, fall semester of 2020.
Yeah, a lot. Yeah.
So really ultimately what it came down to was just a multitude of things.
Mm-hmm.
We've never gone this long without at least saying something.
Mm-hmm. So we were able to get that Dynamite episode out for you guys last week. But through all of this, we kind of talked with each other and decided that we're taking a big step in this podcast. And that's just that we will be posting at least bi-weekly. So that means at least 2 episodes a month. That doesn't mean that you won't get 3 or 4 episodes a month. But it just depends on how we're feeling, what we have going on in our lives, and also realizing that we're in the same city together now, and we don't really need the routine of the podcast of FaceTiming each other every week to, like, know that we'll still hang out and talk, you know? And now that we're both in Kansas City, like, we want to be able to have some free time on a weekend to, like, go do things external from the podcast. But we still absolutely love doing this podcast. It's like
we're still fully in it.
Yeah.
Still very committed to it.
This is not like we got in a disagreement or anything.
Yeah.
Like, we love doing this.
Mm-hmm.
We just want to have a little bit more time to, like, just be friends. And just so you guys know, if we do have a crazy week, like if I'm just wiped out from work and I just don't have the energy, or I'm too busy to, you know, research or something, we just might not post. So just know, at least bi-weekly.
Yeah. Going off of that, we just kind of, these past couple weeks, I didn't have internet. I've been moving. I started a new job. You started school again. You know, it was like a multitude of things. But in addition to that, we realized that once the weekend came, we wanted to be together, but we didn't necessarily want it. We didn't want to be doing podcast related things. So we're like, wow, okay, it would be really nice if that we did at least biweekly, because there might be the occasional weekend here and there that we just want do things not BTS related. And we think that you guys will really understand that because you guys are just super grateful and supportive. But we did get a lot of you guys reaching out to us like, hey, hope you're okay. You know, like, and we just really wanted to clarify that it wasn't anything about our friendship or the podcast in general. It's just been crazy.
It's been wild.
Really, just so many things going on, transitional moments for both of us in our lives with our career and just everything else. So,
When there's something that we are inspired and just absolutely need to talk to you guys about, we will definitely talk about it, you know? So don't be afraid that we're going to miss out on any like really important BTS content. But it's just going to give us the freedom to, if we need to take a week off, we'll take a week off or a couple weeks off or whatever.
Yeah. But again, at least biweekly. So we think that we're potentially going to be doing almost weekly, but the end goal is like we're at least doing biweekly.
Yeah, it just really depends. So, you know, we just appreciate you guys being flexible with us and, you know, patient with us if we don't post for a week. Quality over quantity is kind of what we're thinking.
Yeah. We're excited.
We're really excited for this.
There's a lot of upgrading going on with the podcast, I feel like. Our studio, our new mics. Yes, thank you to all of our patrons. We cannot thank you enough. We've really gotten to invest in some good sound quality products, good microphones and everything, because now we get to actually have a studio where Kayla and I get to come together and record.
Yeah.
As of right now, we're still recording on one mic, which is not ideal.
No.
But in the next week or so, I think it's going to be, we'll have our own mics in a studio together recording.
Yeah.
And that's never been done before, but
at least by us. Other people do it.
Oh my God. But like for this podcast, as long as this podcast has existed, we have not been able to do that.
Together facing each other, two separate mics, like with a beautiful studio, soundproofing, you know, like the whole nine yards, and all because of our patrons that we're able to like get these extra supplies too. So anyways, we just wanted to give you guys a little podcast update and, you know, let us know what you think about it. Hopefully you're happy with it. You guys have always been such a wonderful support for us. So on that note, welcome back, Iconics. And if you're new to the podcast, I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany. And this is Stanning BTS.
Yes.
Yes. Welcome to another wonderful episode where we get to hang out for about an hour and just talk about BTS.
What a wonderful hour it is too. But disclaimer, this is an informative fangirl podcast. That means that we're going to fangirl, laugh, and learn a little bit along the way.
Yep, that's right. This is an explicit podcast, though, so if you aren't cool with that, you can dip out now. We won't blame you.
Totally. But if you're down for some The B-Side Bangtan Bomb reaction, confirmed that BTS measures time by the color of hair also.
Yes, because all of ARMY does this, and to hear BTS say it is, like, incredible. Yeah. It's just affirmation that, like, yes, the hair color is significant.
Right. He was like, no. Namjoon was like, no, we've only had this hair color for 3 weeks. Like, incredible.
Or Hoseok's morning voice is by far the sexiest thing I've ever heard.
Oh, you are not exaggerating. 100%. I think we were all floored by that happy birthday message.
I saw tweets of people saying like Hoseok and then just like rainbows, flowers, sun, Hoseok's voice, like just dark concepts, storm all clouds, around, skulls.
I think the best tweet you read it earlier was like, Hoseok, delete this.
Yeah. Like, delete this. I can't.
Too much. Yeah. Okay. So if you're down for that, then you are in the right place.
Okay, so in today's episode, we're going to first start off by talking about the VMAs, really just the performance in general, and then we're going to get into B-Side, the B-Side Dynamite music video, which is kind of like the ARMY version of the music video. And we're just going to talk generally about just the style and how it's different from the original. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to shout out just moments in that music video that really stood out from the other one, that really stood out to us and to ARMY in general.
Yeah.
And then we'll kind of wrap up the episode. But I think today is going to be a really easygoing, really fun episode. The research was super easy. We really enjoyed ourselves the other day when we researched. So yeah. We're excited for this episode.
It was a lot of fun. And you guys asked for it. So we hope that you guys are going to enjoy it as well. Before we get into today's episode, we do want to say a special thank you to you, Iconics, for being here and for supporting us. If you'd like to support us even further and have access to our Google Docs full of episode notes, also reaction videos or personalized messages, then you can do that by donating monthly to our Patreon at patreon.com/standingbts.
Or if you'd like, you can make a one-time donation at paypal.me/standingbtspodcast. Your support helps us to improve the quality of our content and to continue putting out weekly episodes. Any type of support is super appreciated. Thank you, Iconics, for being here and for listening.
Yeah. Okay, so before we get into this episode, we do want to talk about our charity of the month for September. And this one is very near and dear to my heart because we actually chose to support a GoFundMe. If you guys are in the States or if you've been paying attention to what's going on in the States right now, you know that the entire West Coast is just on fire. Mm-hmm. And my family, a lot of my family lives on the West Coast, my dad's side of his family. And my dad has a twin brother, my Uncle Richard, and they live in Mill City, Oregon, and a fire literally burned down the entire city, besides a couple houses. And my Uncle Richard and my Aunt Brenda, they lost everything. Their entire house is burnt down. The only thing that was remaining, like they sent a picture, was their chimney stack, their brick chimney stack. My Uncle Richard's job is burnt down also. He worked at the lumber mill. It's called Mill City.
Yeah.
It's just burnt down and they don't know if it's going to reopen or anything. They lost almost everything. Mm-hmm. They had their like their camper RV and whatever was in it and everything else is just gone. So it's devastating. So we just chose this to be our charity of the month. Their goal is $50,000 and right now they have $5,225. If you go, we have the link in our episode doc. We also are going to put it in the description. Just so you know, it'll say that it's created by Chris Holdren. That's my cousin, so that's not like some random person. This is legit. So you can see their picture and kind of read their little story. But if you guys could donate to their GoFundMe, then that would really mean a lot to my family.
Mm-hmm. It really breaks my heart that the entire West Coast is just totally up in flames right now for a multitude of reasons. But to see that it's like affecting literally your aunt and uncle and just such close family, really such close family.
Mm-hmm.
For me, just have living in like the whole Pacific Northwest area for so long when I was doing travel, I'm seeing my friends and my coworkers who I used to work with who are having to evacuate. I see the air quality in Olympia. My friend is sending me pictures of just Olympia right now, which is right on the coast, right next to the seaside area there.
Yeah.
And it breaks my heart to see that that's the air quality and that it's smoky there.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
Listeners on the West Coast, Nathan, you know, like be safe. You know, we're thinking about you. Let us know if we can do anything.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, please support my aunt and uncle's GoFundMe if you guys can.
Mm.
All right.
Okay. Well, let's get into this episode. We're going to start off with the Video Music Awards, the VMAs. Wow. All of the awards that BTS won. Congratulations.
Mm-hmm.
They did such a great job. But honestly, the award that really stood out to us and to a lot of other people was Best Pop.
Best Pop.
I mean, beating out really huge names like Taylor Swift and
the Jonas Brothers and Lady Gaga and Ariana Grande. Like,
to see that they won that award is incredible. Also, the fact that they won Best Pop with On especially blows my mind because Dynamite, I can say, is for sure more successful than what On was easily. So I'm really excited to see what awards we end up getting in the future with Dynamite.
Yeah.
Awesome job, BTS, for their whole performance. Just everything was done really, really well. Mm-hmm. I felt like a lot of our friends and family noticed how BTS stand out against other artists that were performing at the VMAs, or at least like being videoed in for the VMAs.
Yeah. I would say the two best performances of the night was BTS and Miley Cyrus.
Yeah.
And like, I think those were the best ones.
Yeah.
Like, truly.
Yeah.
Something that like I was really anticipating leading up to the performance, I think we both were, was just what were they going to do for their stage? Mm-hmm. Because since it was virtual, they were doing it from Seoul. Like, they didn't have the constructs of like whatever this American television show was going to provide mm-hmm. for them. But once we saw, once they started performing and we saw that the backdrop was, you know, like CGI'd New York City. Mm-hmm. It just made sense. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, this is so perfect.
Like, they're there.
Like, yeah. They're there. Mm-hmm. Like, where they were taking place, I didn't think of that before, but I just thought it was so cool.
Yeah, well, a lot of people kind of speculated that maybe since they're videoing in, that they would do something super extravagant.
Huge.
Like, really huge.
Yeah.
But then I saw a lot of people say that America's not ready for that. America is not ready for that level of production.
Listen.
For that level of entertainment in which, like, music can be next level. Really, K-pop in general is doing on such a bigger, larger scale than what Western pop culture is.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's terrifying for, like, the American music industry, for sure.
Yeah. I think
it's intimidating.
That,
it's too much.
Yeah. I think that, mm-hmm. like, we don't know that they're like America and the general public wouldn't think that they're ready for it. Right. Like, they would not mm-hmm. know what they just got hit with, but I think they would love it because yeah. like, you could not see like BTS's performance, like at Mama, and not just like fall in love and be totally in awe of what they're doing and the level of performance that they have.
I mean, think of all of the performances that BTS has done at Mama and Melon.
Oh my God.
I think of all of those fake love performances from Melon. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Idol at Melon.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my God.
Insane.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
America. It would blow all of the other acts out of the water that I think it would just be too controversial.
That's what I think like they had to put a cap on it because mm-hmm. if they would have gone like their full power, if they didn't hold back, they would have totally blown Lady Gaga and Ariana Grande's legitimately live performance mm-hmm. out of the water.
Yeah.
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 Anyways. So it was cool. And also the last time that they were in the States, they were in New York City for the New Year's Eve countdown.
Yeah.
So I just thought that it was seeing them back in mm-hmm. Times Square, like yeah. that was really cool.
And this performance too was the first time we got the full choreography, that we got to see the full choreography.
Yes.
Which seems to be like their main comeback stage now. They do at an American award show or on American television program, which, damn.
Like, how damn, do they
no
do
one
that?
Else, no one else is doing that.
Yeah.
You know?
Very cool. At least definitely no one else in the K-pop industry.
Yeah, it continues to blow my mind. The first one that they did it with was DNA.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure. Or maybe it was Fake Love.
I think it was Fake Love.
Yeah, Fake Love with Billboard.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. That was insane. Just knowing and anticipating that that's what they were going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Because they had put out the music video, but didn't have, like, all the dancing.
Exactly.
You know, and it wasn't a live performance. It wasn't, like, Mnet or KBS or something.
Exactly. Normally, it's Mnet or KBS.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, anyways, super cool that they did that as a comeback stage. So, we just want to talk about their outfits because, hello.
Mm-hmm.
So, in general, they were wearing, like, these oversized 70s or 80s like business formal style mm-hmm. suits. They had really wide pant legs, and they also were each wearing either a jacket or a vest. And they had very shiny shoes, some of them with like those slight like lifts, you know, like mm-hmm. I feel like, you know, like Prince may have worn or whatever, or Michael Jackson or something.
Exactly.
I noticed matching dress socks, like sometimes their pant leg would be up a little bit. Of course they match.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're all wearing neckties as well.
Mm-hmm. And we kind of talked about that usually for their first comeback stage performance in America, specifically in America, they tend to dress up a little nicer, a little bit more formal, like businessy, like really classic suits and ties.
Yeah. Like they did that with Boy with Love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I just need to hit on the hair a little bit, specifically J-Hope's hair. Guys, this hair.
Oh my God.
So much forehead. So much forehead. I think Hosok, I still stand by my opinion that Hosok's forehead is the most powerful. Jin is too. But J-Hope's is really out there. But seeing that in combination with also Taeyong's forehead, which we haven't gotten until 7 years of BTS. Now they've decided to bring out Taeyong's forehead. But they both look so great. And they're both in these tighter navy suits. And wow, they both look just so, so good.
Like, they complement each other so well. Mm-hmm. The forehead
with these tight suits.
The really navy. Tight suits, you know?
The
like
navy tight suits.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're, like, matching in their navy. And then I noticed that Jimin and Namjoon and Yoongi all had, like, light blue. You know, like, Namjoon's hair and Yoongi's jacket and Jimin's tie. Like, they all had the same kind of hue.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jungkook and Jimin kind of matched with some gray. Like, Jungkook had gray, Jimin had a gray suit jacket. But then Jin, he really stands out in this full brown. I didn't know that brown could be so beautiful.
I think Big Hit realized too, and just like whoever's on their, you know, for their fashion or doing their wardrobes and stuff, I felt like they were like, okay, yeah, Jin looks really good in brown.
Yeah. Like, why does it make his eyes pop so well?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
and it complements his hair color a lot, too.
The
right
hair
now.
Color looks amazing with it. His skin tone, just everything.
And also just that disco 70s feel is that brown is really huge during that time.
Yeah.
And Jin, I think, is the member to really pull off that color.
He definitely pulls it off. I love it.
Mm-hmm. In terms of their choreography, again, the first time we got to see the full choreography, but I just couldn't believe how in sync they were. I mean, we've seen them perform so many times at this point, but just seeing them perform this live, you know, broadcasting through the Video Music Awards, they're so perfectly in sync. The choreography is crisp and clean. I mean, so crisp.
Yeah, it's their execution is literally perfect. I was really just raving about their live vocals. We noticed yesterday during research how turned down the music was and how forward their vocals were. Like, the instrumental was very quiet in comparison to their vocals, and I just was living for it. It was like, I love how much they're letting this live performance opportunity and just letting their vocals shine, because who the hell is doing a full choreography like that, dancing around the stage the whole time and singing that fucking perfectly?
No one. Only BTS. And when we watched this live for the actual Video Music Awards, the VMAs, we were both like, oh, wow, their vocals, so good, so great, like really shining through. But when we went back and watched it again, we were like, holy crap, the music is turned down so much. You can barely hear that instrumental in the background.
Yeah.
They really just amped up their voices. And I hope that people watching heard that.
I hope so. I mean, I think, like, wasn't your mom and your sister, they were, like, really impressed?
Oh, they were super impressed with their performance. Another thing that I really noticed was just their facial expressions and the charisma that was put out on stage. Their facial expressions were just so good. I really felt like they were able to bring us in and captivate whoever was watching. And so I'm curious to see, as time goes on, who became a BTS stan during the Dynamite, you know, VMA, like, performance.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of us who got into it during the DNA performance for the
AMAs.
Yeah.
I'm interested for sure. Okay, let's get into B-side.
Yeah.
The B-side video, I think, is truly for ARMY. It's just a compilation of all these little moments where all of their personalities, I feel like, get to come through so well. It's kind of like a blooper cut because there's a couple, like, double takes in there. But really, it's also just, like, extra cuts that they compiled together. And I say it's for ARMY because we just get to see these cute little moments of them.
Yeah.
Like, it's almost like a behind the scenes, but not quite.
Mm-hmm.
I just really love this B-side.
It's the charisma that they get to show with, like, people who they're comfortable with. They're so comfortable with ARMY. Mm-hmm. So I think that this really is the ARMY version where they're being even more themselves. And we kind of talked about in Dynamite how we feel that they're all being very charismatic and showing their true charm and personalities. Yeah. But to see that they knew that ARMY was getting their own version and that they got to, be extra silly, mm-hmm. extra fun and personable because mm-hmm. they're just comfortable with us.
Yeah.
And we got to see that with this. And I think Boy With Love, they had an ARMY version as well, but it wasn't to the extent of this.
It wasn't like this. Mm-hmm. They did have an ARMY version. Now that you mention it, I remember that. Yeah. But it was not like this.
This B-side version is better.
B-side is better.
Yeah.
This version is just so carefree. Mm-hmm. I think we really see that. We're just going to go through this kind of moment by moment. Mm-hmm. Even right at the beginning, Jungkook, he is just so silly, so cute. We can see him vibing and like getting into the groove. It's almost like he's like warming up to
it's
the set.
So him warming up. Like yeah. he's feeling it. He's getting into it. He's starting off, you know.
He does that little bunny hop, like mm-hmm. cutie.
Side to side. Uh-huh. And his face is just really dorky and silly. But what I think about Jungkook is even though he's being dorky and silly for this, he exudes confidence mm. and you can see that he somehow makes this goofy, dorky scene very, very cool. Like he just looks great.
Yeah.
And I think only someone like Jeon Jungkook could pull off this duality at the same time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally. His confidence is all-time max. Mm-hmm. Love it. Love it so much. So right after Jungkook, we see Namjoon, and I love that he's doing the respect dance
yes.
with the Dynamite Records. Mm-hmm. Like, oh my gosh, he's just being a total dork, but cutie. Mm-hmm. And I just love when Namjoon is like this.
I do too.
Yeah. But, okay, so he's being like cute the whole time. There's this one part where he has this big smile on, and literally in like 2 seconds, we see his duality. Mm-hmm. And this moment to me is set apart from like other Namjoon duality moments because like normally we don't see them back to back. It's like we'll see his cute moments, we'll see his like sexy onstage moments, but it's not like back, at least I don't know.
Like he doesn't flip the switch on you right in that moment.
Right there. Mm-hmm. I don't know, maybe tell me I'm wrong because I'm like a new, okay guys, I kind of bias Namjoon now. So I tweeted it.
Yeah,
it's like
you put it out there.
Somebody told me that I could be a double bias, so maybe I'll explore that option. But yeah. like I really feel like so strongly pulled towards Namjoon, so I feel like
it's not wrecking anymore.
It's not wrecking.
It's more than wrecking.
It's more than wrecking. I have to be true to my heart. It's like full on just love and like admiration, yeah. but also he destroys me every time I see him. So
I understand it.
Yeah,
I see it.
Yeah. So anyways,
I'm here for it.
Anyway, so he does this smile and then he switches in an instant and tips his head down and we see his like seductive glare, his dragon eyes just mm-hmm. right at us. Oh my fucking god. Yeah. What is he doing?
Yeah. It's so funny because in the reaction video with all of BTS, mm-hmm. they're watching it and J-Hope's there and he's like, oh, he's serious now. Like all of a sudden, just like boom, like that. He's all of a sudden serious. So he's yeah. kind of poking fun at him. But it's dramatic, the change. Mm-hmm. And we do get to see that glare that he gives with his beautiful dragon eyes. And you're like, damn. Yeah, it's a lot.
I can see why it wasn't in the regular music video because it does not fit the light concept. It's like so dark and seductive.
It's very seductive.
Okay.
But after this, we get J-Hope's solo in the donut shop. And we're just so appreciative that we get more Hoseok here.
Yes.
Because we really did not get enough of him during the music video and for the past couple eras. But we really just have to point out the forehead again and just how great he looks. I mean, mm-hmm. he just really fits this concept. And this is what breaks my heart a little bit about Dynamite is that J-Hope isn't really put forth a whole lot. It's such good choreography and we don't get the lead dancer up front.
We literally get him up front. He steps up there and then he bounces back. Like, what is that?
Yeah, it breaks my heart that we get such good choreo and he's not in the front. But also that this groovy, funky vibe, 70s vibe, I feel like of all of the members personally,
mm-hmm.
J-Hope really fits that funk.
He embodies this mm-hmm. and it is killer that he does mm-hmm. not get more screen time, more choreography. Like I think he just exudes this funkiness that he just has about him, you mm-hmm. know, it's like in his aura mm-hmm. and it is a crime that he's not more, yeah. you know, prominent.
But at least in the B-side, we do get more of him here. We see him do this, like, disco strut across the floor.
Amazing.
Where he kind of stiffens his limbs and walks across. Mm-hmm. So great. We get a good shot of him biting that donut and turning to face the camera with this, like...
Cute!
Ooh! What? Like, super cute look.
Yeah.
Adorable. But before we transition into the next part, when he turns to look towards, like, his other members, oh my gosh, he licks his lips. Like, I mean, from one corner of his mouth, his tongue slides to the other corner of his mouth.
What the fuck? What the fuck?
While he's, like, moving his glare over to the other side as well, like, in complete synchronization. It just, it's too much.
Yeah.
It's so sexy. It's unbelievable. I'm so glad that they put that in there.
I know. It is over the top.
It was like Hosok stands. Here you go.
That's also why they couldn't record it. That's also why they couldn't include it in the original, because it was just too sexy.
Too sexy.
Oh my God.
Over the top.
I think that's the theme for this B-side, honestly. Mm-hmm. Okay, so next we see Jungkook coming out of the donut shop and then turning to face the other members outside. And this is really cute. This is like the first time we get like two separate little bloopers of the moment. And it's just cute to see all of their expressions again when he walks out, you know, mm-hmm. two times in a row. And I just like this moment because Jin said it was his favorite moment.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's a really special, unique moment of the music video with Jungkook coming out and seeing the members. I think it's very boy bandy, cute to see the reactions, and it's really cute to see the different bloopers that went on.
Yeah. I just like that moment. I don't know why, but in this like COVID world, it makes me happy to see like friends group together. Like that could be us one day.
One day. Someday.
Someday. You know, I saw an article today. I need to get off Twitter, but one of the leading producers of like vaccines in the world out of India said that it could be until 2024 until every single human on Earth can be vaccinated with COVID, because it would require 2 vaccinations per person. So that's like 15 billion vaccines.
Oh my God.
Isn't that like so disheartening?
That
I'm
is
sorry.
So wow, that is just sad. But I see why it would take that long. I mean, there's so many people on this planet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Oh, man. Well, how about you talk about Jimin?
Okay.
Bring up the mood.
Okay. All right. So we get, you know, after the donut shop, they all look over at Jimin, who's dancing. Mm-hmm. And in the original music video, we get the full body shot. And I'll say this solo shot of him up close and seeing his whole face is amazing. He looks incredible. Obviously, I just love his style and just this. I mean, again, with the confidence, he has all this confidence in this video. Mm-hmm. But I do have to say, I think the shot in the actual music video is better. Seeing his full body, seeing his legs move is way better.
It is better.
Yeah.
Definitely the full body and getting to appreciate the choreography that he does there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We also get Taeyang in this different shot. He has much more artsy style going on. He has like a beret and stuff. And I love that we get to see this artsy Taeyang, because that is really who he is. That is a lot of his fashion. So getting to see this is just so, so great. But I have to say, we also get these shots of him with this like surfing posted behind him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where he is. He says he's in a pool, but it kind of looks like an artificial like surfing area.
Yeah.
Where if there was not some good waves out there, that you can go and practice surfing at this like place that's like close to the shore on the beach there. That's kind of what I get. But he's there, and I just have to point out, and I've maybe mentioned this before, guys, but like I had this Taekook Surfer
AU
that I've been working on.
Oh, that you need to finish.
I've been working on it.
Mm-hmm.
I actually have worked on it within the past couple days.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Really?
I've retouched it, and it's so funny because in the moment, and I'm sure all of you guys who write fanfic can relate, when I was writing it originally, I'm like, this sucks. This is awful. Screw this. I'm done. And now that I've retouched it, so much time has lapsed. I've reread some of it. I'm like, damn, this is good.
Yeah, I know it's good because the parts of it that you've shared with me, the parts that you've posted on Patreon, it's so fucking good. Like, I need you to just figure out what the fuck the climax is and like, let's go, you know?
Yeah, I know. But it's so thorough. So it's a long fic.
You have really detailed writing. Like, yeah, you have that ability.
It's a little too detailed.
Anyways, but...
it holds me back.
This Taeyang in the surfing pool is making you think of your AU.
Yeah, it's making me think of my AU. And I'm like, and seeing that Jungkook, it's a Taekook, and that Jungkook has a surfboard. I'm like, okay, a big hit. I get it. I need to finish it. I have to finish my fanfic.
Okay, so... after we see Taeyang, then we see Namgi, and just in general, we just have to say we love any moments of Namgi. Mm-hmm. I just, ever since Respect, ever since Strange, like, I love Namgi so much.
Me too.
Their relationship is so special, and so we get these other little, like, shots of them just dancing, like, on the basketball court or whatever. Mm. I think it's so cute.
Just such good friends, yeah. And just, like, they really came from that underground rap scene. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They just have so much, you know, mm-hmm. together.
I love the shot that we get of Yoongi where he throws the basketball over his shoulder, where he's facing the camera, mm-hmm. not looking at the basketball hoop. And he's so cool about it. And it's funny because when we watched it, he misses the basketball misses the hoop. And Kayla, you said, oh, I think he wanted to keep it like that. But, you know, he wanted it to
like
be that way.
Like, he just didn't care, like,
yeah,
whatever.
He doesn't care.
Yeah.
But then we saw in their reaction to the B-side, Yoongi's like, I wanted them to edit it, making it in, but they didn't.
Yeah, so funny. I just love the look on his face as he throws it back. He's just like, what, you know? Yeah. Like, badass. Yes. He fully believed that he was going to make it. Mm-hmm. I think that's the thing with backwards basketball shots. You have to believe.
You do.
Yeah. Okay. So Jimin has his little solo at 138. This is when he's in front of the record store and he's like dancing with the records. But right at 138, he kind of like moves his head and kind of zooms into the camera, mm-hmm. gives us this little angle, and not like, okay, not snake-like, but just like a little bit seductive, you know, mm-hmm. just like...
very smooth.
Mm, super smooth.
He swoops in.
Yeah. And then literally right after that, he's doing this, you know, that spin that they kind of do throughout the music video, mm-hmm. that tight spin. So Jimin does this spin, and I just have to point out his ass during this spin. It is popping.
It's plump.
That plump Djibouti, it is poking right out. Like, I didn't try to notice it, but it was just there.
It was so funny because originally you didn't want to mention anything, and you're like, the more I see this, the more I'm like, I have to talk about his butt.
Yeah, because I was like, I know I'm going to talk about him a lot at the end, so, you know, I don't have to talk about this part, but yeah.
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 Mm-hmm. After this, at 1:33, we get a Namjoon interaction that is so, so brief. I mean, it's very brief. But it is so chaotic. We see Namjoon, who's like bouncing forward towards Jin, and Jin's being like just weird and dorky and chaotic in himself. But then when Namjoon bounces towards him, he bounces back like he's like ricocheting, yeah. from his bounce. It is so, so cute. But also, Namjoon with his bounce forward is so dorky, but like the power that is coming from his like how he's propelling forward is through his hips.
Oh yeah.
Like so much hip thrust forward to mm-hmm. jump. It's so cute.
It's so cute. It is kind of chaotic. Like they're just being so fucking goofy, yeah. together. Yeah. Love it. Okay. So we get this, like, I don't know what you call this. this trio mm-hmm. ship, but like Cook Yoonmin or like Yoonmin Cook, whatever. But we get this shot of them, mm-hmm. all three of them lined up, of course Yoongi in the middle, amazing. And we feel like Jikook really planned the first part of this dance because they do like a little air guitar. And it's mm-hmm. super cute. They're kind of rocking back and forth. They have these huge smiles on their faces. And then there's this second dance where they're like running in place, just obnoxiously goofy faces now, mm-hmm. and just over the top, hamming it up. And Bethany, you said you really felt like that Yoongi. Was Yoongi. Yeah.
I feel like the face and the expression that's done during this really dorky, just running in place, over dramatic, hamming it up is so Yoongi. Like, it's classic Yoongi. And I just think it's so cute to see these three together.
Mm-hmm.
So after this, we get a shot of V Hope where they get to do their own little move here. And wow, when they're standing on opposite sides of just like this outdoor set, they power walk towards each other, but they are giving each other major looks, like seductively just charging at each other before they meet themselves in the middle to go in and do some huge, like, hip thrust choreography, like, classic disco-y Michael Jackson hip thrust.
Damn.
And they both look really great together, and it's dorky and fun, but wow. J-Hope's facial expression and just how serious and seductive he is over the top.
Like, they're literally trying to seduce each other.
Yeah.
And also, this is when I really noticed that fucking red leather, like, button-down that J-Hope is wearing. Mm-hmm. Fuck,
and
he looks so good.
And his glasses. Fuck.
Damn it, J-Hope. See, he's our, like, mutual bias wrecker.
For sure.
Like, every time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had a dream about him the other night.
Really? Do we have time for a tangent?
We do.
We definitely have time for a tangent. All right, let's talk about your dream.
It's not a long dream.
Okay.
It was basically a memory.
Oh my God, what?
I had a dream that I was in Fort Worth watching Just Dance.
No. From J-Hope. That is amazing.
Yeah.
That's an incredible dream.
And when I woke up, I was kind of sad because I'm like, damn it, I will never experience anything like that again. But in Fort Worth, man, I think you had turned to me and you said, we are watching one of the best dancers on this planet in the history of time. One of the best dancers live right now. And we were so close. Mm-hmm. We were so close. And seeing Just Dance, we had no idea what that performance entailed.
No. That the platform was going to, like, raise off the stage, like, literally raise this dance god into the air, you know?
But how close we were, man. We were so close, damn
we
it.
We were so close. Like, we don't even realize.
We don't. We didn't. We really didn't at the time.
But, you know,
it was basically a memory, and that was my dream.
That's
that I got to
really
relive
cool.
it. Yeah.
I wonder if you had some sort of, like, weird, like, time space, like, you know, where you, like, it was like your alternate dimension self was there.
I've talked to you about this before, where I have dreams of memories a lot.
Oh, yeah. You do that.
I think it just shows the significance of that
memory.
Like, I didn't have it wasn't a dream of any of the other BTS concert. It was just of Just Dance with J-Hope.
Wow. That was such a special performance, though. Mm-hmm. Like, really. Yeah. That's incredible. Mm-hmm. Okay, so tangent over. okay, so from 154 on, we just have to talk about each one of them at this moment because it just showcases their true personalities.
And I feel like a lot of people talked about this moment at 154 because all of them are really just showing themselves here. It's super playful. There's no formal structure going on.
No. They're all just like fucking off.
Yeah.
Yeah, in the best way. So, like, Jimin, his happy self, skips front and center and then gracefully, like, he does a tall leap, like, forward and just across the screen. His body just so perfectly, you know, like, angled and propelled.
He stretches his hand out in front of him as if that, like, propels him forward into the air. Yeah. Chaotic. It's so great.
Amazing.
Then we see Taeyang, who's off to the side, and they're kind of, like, rotating in a circle. I think they're, like, getting in position for the choreo. But Taeyang has taken off his vest and is whipping it around, like, over his head, whipping it in this circle while, like, marching towards Jimin, laughing at Jimin, who's, like, just doing this huge leap across, like, the camera up in front. So funny.
Yeah. So Namjoon is back there, like, attempting choreography, but instead he just completely dorks out. Mm-hmm. He has this big closed mouth smile and scrunches his face up a bit. And he raises his fists in the air and he's just kind of doing, like, this little dance. It's just cute.
Yeah.
But totally dorky.
So dorky. Yoongi's really funny because he looks like he's just kind of casually walking into the next piece of choreography. So his back is turned to us, but then he turns around and does just kind of this lazy choreography side to side movement, but, like, he just looks like he's taking a break. He just looks like he's chilling out. Like, right. I'm not gonna put a whole lot of effort into this right now.
He's also being elusive in the fact that we, like, don't see his face, and I feel like he likes to do that in videos.
He does.
He's like, no, you can't see me. Okay, this is going to be a tangent because J-Hope is doing this dance, which is called The Jerk. Okay, this is a dance from 2011. There's this song that is called You a Jerk. Okay, and basically The Jerk is skipping backwards in place. So you're doing the skipping motion just in reverse and you're doing it in place. Honestly, be careful if you look up YouTube videos because it tries to show people like jerking off. So don't,
oh gosh,
I know.
Oh, God.
So maybe I'll find a video and I'll like link it in the document if you guys want to see what jerking is, like the dance move. Mm-hmm. But I just know like where I grew up in St. Louis, like people jerked like regularly. Like mm-hmm. there was like my high school, there was like a jerk squad where guys would like jerk anyways.
That blows my mind.
So it blows my mind that fucking J-Hope is doing this dance. Why does he know this dance? Like yeah. this is a random dance from a small song in 2011. So really to me, this is even further proof that he is such a student of American hip hop dance. Mm-hmm. And like he has always been around and wanting to learn it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And been passionate about it.
Yeah.
I just can't believe he's fucking doing it in this.
I mean, I firmly believe that he would go to the extent of like diving down and really getting into research of just like hip hop dance in the States. So it doesn't surprise me, but it also does surprise me in the sense that like, wow, he's committed.
It's just such a, like, it was not super, super popular. And it was all the way back in 2011 is when it came out. 2011. Like that's 2 years before they even debuted. Mm-hmm. Like, but he knew it. Like, yeah. Anyways.
He's so talented. Mm-hmm.
So Jin is in the back and he's like almost standing on like the sidewalk and he's just kind of like rocking back side to side and he just barely does like a little, almost like Yoongi was being really lazy. Like he slightly does the little light it up like dynamite where his mm-hmm. hand goes across his body, but just like chill, you know?
Yeah, just there. And then my favorite of all of this chaos that's going on for every single member, we see Jungkook off to the far left who is just like standing so still, hands to his side, watching all of this take place. Like he's not doing anything but just standing and admiring the rest of his members being super goofy and crazy.
It's my favorite too. Yeah. It's the best. It's just best. So Jungkook that he's just standing.
Yeah.
Watching. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So I have to talk about this shot of all of them at 158. They're grouped together and they're being filmed from like just slightly above. So they're all looking up and they're doing that peace sign dance move over their eyes. I love this moment. They just look so cute and so happy. Each one of them, their own special, unique individual traits are like showing through. And I actually have like fan art of this moment as my computer background. I just love it so much. I'll link the fan art in there. It was by Dar Choi, which is at DARRCHOI on Instagram. I'm pretty sure there's an underscore between Dar and Choi on there, mm-hmm. but they make beautiful fan art of BTS.
Oh my gosh. Incredible fan art. Definitely check them out. Like every single photo or drawing, painting, whatever drawing that they have of them mm-hmm. is stunning, visually stunning. And I love that they have their own artistic style that they put on all of the members that really comes through, but it's like, you're like, oh, that's Yoongi. It's just really well done.
Yeah. Not only is each member like incredibly handsome, but they're also beautiful.
Something that I really love that they captured with their fan art is Jin's swan neck deformity. Jin, if you're listening, come see me. I'll do some great occupational therapy for you and help you with that swan neck deformity. Although I think he likes to flaunt it.
He was like flexing all four fingers with that double joint.
I don't think he wants it fixed.
No.
As long as it doesn't impact your function.
Yeah.
That's okay.
But she really wants to splint you up, you know?
I do want to splint you.
Yeah.
We could have some good conversations while I...
While you splint.
Yeah, I make a personalized custom splint for your fingers.
Yeah.
That sounds great!
Quirk's eyebrows, like, hello.
But anyways, I love that we do get a shot of Jin again on the outside, going into the disco room where mm-hmm. Yoongi hollers him over. I love that he looks over his shoulder and his eyes are adorable, but then he kind of goofily marches himself into the disco room. I love that shot. I'm sad that it wasn't in the original, but I'm grateful that it's in the Army B-side version.
Yeah, I think it's such a great shot. Definitely deserving of being in the original. Mm-hmm. Then, like, we kind of see him dancing back there behind the disco, too. He's not in his disco outfit. He's in, like, that yellow shirt. But he's just kind of like having so much fun. And he does this really cute moment where his back is kind of towards us, but he whips his head around and he's looking over his shoulder at us. I don't know why. He just commands the camera so well.
He really commands the camera with Dynamite. I mean, I don't know what it was. I think he's always presented himself well in music videos, but for Dynamite, he just delivered. Mm.
God, he looks so good.
So at 2:24, we get some more J-Hope screen time here, and he's just vibing, feeling himself, freestyle dancing, and I just love that we get to see all of the members to the side admiring him from afar, just so grateful for him. You know, they just, like, are all starry-eyed as he just does incredible freestyle dancing.
Yes, so incredible. Okay, in this moment, this montage of them all doing little dances, there's this moment where Yoongi's in the front. You've seen it. You know what I'm about to talk about. Mm-hmm. The rest of BTS is behind him, reacting to Yoongi doing this very forceful pelvic thrust, okay? Incredible. I think it's the most forceful he's ever done. At least that's been filmed on purpose, okay? Jimin is in the background absolutely losing it. He's losing it. Namjoon is just, like, stunned. J-Hope looks absolutely in love. Mm-hmm. Like, soap. And then Taeyang and Jungkook are, like, just in shock, or maybe in awe, or both. Mm-hmm. And then Jin is, like, cheering him on. Yeah. Like, ultimate cheerleader.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's incredible. It's such a great shot.
I have to talk about this. Yeah. Okay. Okay, so at 2:32, we see Jimin in this disco outfit, and this is, like, the end of the song, like, the key change time when Jimin is front and center. And in the original music video, he's in that beautiful pastel outfit. He's super cute, super aesthetic, super ethereal.
In the stars tonight.
Oh, fucking stop. Killing me. But then, in this disco outfit, in the disco room especially, like, with this lighting, he is just so, I mean, maybe too sexy. Too sexy for the original music video. I don't think it would fit in there. Just like Namjoon's, just like that lick lip of Hobie. Mm-hmm. But he, oh my God, he puts his hands up, kind of like Taeyang does at the end, and he has this huge smile. He flicks his eyebrows. He has, of course, that full fucking forehead, the hair back, the undercut, the outfit, his waist is snatched, his booty, just everything.
Yeah, he looks glamorous. I mean, just stunning. And I love that in their reaction for this video, Jimin said that his favorite was this disco room. Mm-hmm. And I can so see why, because he looks phenomenal.
He looks so fucking good. And it makes me think about, there's, like, this moment where he said that the outfit that he's in really determines, like, what his kind of style or what his attitude is on stage. And I feel like, you know, that makes a lot of sense. Like, depending on what you're wearing in a certain day, you may feel, like, more badass or more cutesy or whatever. But Jimin really pulls that into his performance like his energy, and it shows in this outfit. Anyways,
I think during this part, he is being such a tease. It's a lot of flirting, playful, cute behavior that goes on, but it's a tease. He really pulls us in.
Yeah.
But he's, like, being so playful with his expressions. It feels like, oh, come here, but, like, not too close. Like, I'm just playing around, and it's flirting.
So flirty. So flirty. That's the perfect way to describe it.
We have to mention this moment, and Kayla, you were particularly wrecked by Taeyang here. But when Jungkook comes front and center, we see Taeyang off to the right, and his facial expression is very serious and stern. There's not much going on other than pressed brows. Like, you feel like he's going to say something.
Yeah.
But it's super dorky in this contrast with his body movements, because he's aggressively shimmying with his shoulders.
What the fuck?
Beside Jungkook. This is not part of the choreography, by the way. Like, he's just shimmying his way to the front. Yes. Shimmying into position, but his face is super stern, and it's goofy but sexy, and just, like, it's over the top.
I think I literally yelled yesterday during research, like, can he just calm down for 1 second? Like can he just, okay, you're a Tae Young stan, you're used to this. He's wrecking me constantly. Yeah. Like, I just need a moment where he's not on stage and destroying me, okay? Anytime he's in the camera's, like, line of sight, he's wrecking. Yeah. Like, why does he have to be turned, like, charisma up to 1,000? Why is he so sexy?
And like, he doesn't have to be seducing us every second he can, but he does.
He can't turn it off.
I don't think he can turn it. I think he can't turn it off. He is.
Yeah,
it's
as a
just
person.
Who he is.
Damn it. Okay. So yeah, that moment. Mm-hmm. Too much.
Yeah.
So Jin gives us like that ultimate fire moment, you know? Mm-hmm. Calling back to one of the most beautiful moments in our lifetime.
Yeah.
From Jin and Fire.
From Seokjin, yeah.
Okay, where he is wiping his bottom lip, those plump, juicy lips. He just wipes it when he's coming front and center. And I mean, his confidence. Just.
And we love to see Jin coming front and center here. But yeah, his confidence and just like we were saying earlier, he really brought everything for this music video. And it shows in the army version as well, this B-side as well. But seeing him wipe his lips, oh man, sexy, confident. Yes.
So sexy.
But here at the end, we get a close-up solo shot of each of them during the last chorus of the song. It's really just that extra little bit of cute, adorable shots that we all want to see of every single one of them, because OT7.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, always. So basically, all of them at the end, we get like these little montages, right? And then we get this sexy idol intimidation stare at that final pose.
That final pose.
This is not supposed to be that way in this concept.
Yeah.
But like,
but it's the disco room. The disco outfits. Something.
It's something else.
For all of them.
Specifically, I have to talk about Jungkook. He has like his hair, he has whipped it so that his bangs are like down in his face. There's only a slight sliver of forehead, but just the way that his bangs happen to turn, they're fully covering his eyes.
Yeah.
His jawline is just so fucking sharp. It's so hot.
It's really hot.
Damn.
Yeah. Even though his bangs are covering his eyes a lot, you can still see the glare underneath too. Ooh,
yeah. Ooh, ooh. Yeah. Like a little glint of his, you know, eye showing through. Fuck.
At the very end, he takes one hand, like a single hand, and presses back that side of his hair, you know, just like gelling it back as they do with the choreography. But he does it in a slower motion and really just lets it linger.
Ooh.
And this moment is just so significant, you know, for me and I think for everyone. After he does that, he quirks his brows, he holds his hands up, he flares his nostrils.
Why? This is what I'm talking about.
Like,
why?
Are you a bull charging us? Like, what are you doing? I mean, the seduction that goes on is already over the top, but this at the end is like overwhelming.
Yeah.
It's overwhelming. He really mixes silly and handsome. He looks so, so handsome when he's pressing back that hair. He's gelling back his hair. But to see the quirking of his eyebrows, like playing with his eyebrows and his hands and kind of...
That little smile.
The smile when he kind of ricochets back from, like, he's, you know, something's hitting him. Oh, 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 oh.
Ooh, ooh.
It's so cute and, like, sexy. And
so hot. It's fucking hot.
Handsome and silly and just one of the most charismatic things. I have to say, I saw some army slow down this ending, like, of Taeyang here. They slowed it down and put this really sexy, nice music over it.
Like, and oldie style music, too.
Oldie style, of course, jazzy.
Yeah.
And they slowed it down. And I loved it so much that, guys, I went to my personal Twitter account, which I never use. I never use my personal Twitter account.
Yeah.
And when I do use it, I don't use it for BTS related things. But I retweeted this specific edit because I'm like, I just need this for the rest of my life. Like, I need it archived in multiple places.
Yeah. It's so funny because as you were talking about this specific clip, the slowed down with the oldies music, you had your hand over your eye like you were going to get a migraine if you thought about it too much. Like, it just affects you in such a way, it pains you.
It really pains me. I'm so ridiculously in love with Kim Tae-young. It's stupid.
Yeah. We were just talking about this moment earlier, like how he just has so much confidence. And it's not ever arrogance or cockiness, mm-mm, but he has like the maximum level of confidence that I feel like a human can have. Mm-hmm. And it empowers him to be this fucking charismatic, this hot, yeah, this cute, this handsome and sexy and everything, yeah, all at once.
How it pairs with his just kind of more easygoing, fun, goofy personality, mm-hmm, very obscure, off the wall personality.
Along with his like straight up Adonis looks, you know?
Adonis looks.
Adonis.
That's what I'm saying. This silly, handsome combo, I don't think has ever been done to human existence ever from the beginning of time, in which that Kim Tae-young presented.
To this extreme.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I believe that.
There is truly, there has never been anyone else like him or the rest of BTS for that matter.
That,
like,
is true.
They are so unique and so one of a kind. And I think like this music video, this B-side really like let that shine through.
It embodies BTS and their personality and their natural charm that they all have.
Yeah. For sure. That natural kind of
and
charisma.
That's why ARMY really eats it up. And I love that they named it B-side instead of the ARMY version because of just how Dynamite is put, like, has this retro feel, mm-hmm, and that they did put this on vinyl and that there is an A-side and a B-side. I just like that there's an A-side, B-side to typical vinyl. So to say that the B-side is like the part that's not listened to as much. So to see that they did a video called B-side where it's not going to be watched as much, but it's going to be appreciated by the true ARMY.
Yeah, for sure. We also, we have to mention those ending bloopers. These are some of the best moments of them trying to get that final pose, that pose and that kick just right. In the first one, Tae-young is feeling himself too much, so much. I mean, we understand it, but he like is feeling himself so much that he forgets to do that final kick. Mm-hmm. And this moment's so cute because Jungkook is right next to him and turns and like slaps him, you know?
Like, damn it. Like, he almost had it, but damn it, Tae-young. You know, just frustrated.
Yeah, fucking Taehyung.
Yeah.
And then the second time Namjoon moves at the wrong time, almost like he stumbles, you know, mm-hmm, a little bit because he catches himself. But then they finally get it. Instead of playing the music, somebody is counting the, mm-hmm, you know, the eight counts for them. And then they get it.
Yeah.
But it's just cool to see, cute to see that little additional moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that behind there.
Yeah.
So overall, we love the B-side. We're super grateful for the VMAs. That was really great. That was so fun to be together.
Yeah.
And we're just so proud of everything that BTS and ARMY and Dynamite has achieved. I'm excited to see where we go from here, especially with the album that's upcoming, for mm-hmm, sure. Their concert that I think that they are going to do in Seoul.
I'm so excited for that.
Very excited for that, yeah.
I'm also really excited for those other, like, Dynamite promos that they're still doing. There's mm-hmm, going to be, like, a lot of other American TV shows that we haven't seen yet that yeah, they have, like, a performance for.
I think they're doing America's Got Talent, and then I believe that they also have just, like, their KBS Mnet performances that they will do.
Mm-hmm.
J-Hope said that ARMY is going to be really happy during September, so to expect a lot for this month.
Yeah. Yeah. And also, you guys, we're excited to probably talk about the Dynamite dance practice video next week or yeah, whenever we end up recording. Because
I really hope that we do it this coming week. I think yeah, we're both feeling really refreshed.
We're feeling good.
Yeah.
So we probably will.
Yeah. But we'll see. The dance practice music video, we both really are dying to talk about the choreography. Yeah. We want to learn the choreography.
We want to learn the choreo. So maybe we like try to learn the choreo and we talk about that during the episode
yeah,
too. But like we want to talk about it. So we'll probably be back next week to
yeah,
talk about it just because we're inspired. We need yeah, to talk about the full choreo. We need to talk
we're
about
both,
them.
Yeah, we're both a little bit more settled in now.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So as we're wrapping up, we do want to give a special thanks to our supporters on Patreon. Patreon. You Iconics are incredible. You mean so, so much to us, and you really help this podcast keep going every mm-hmm. month. But we do want to especially thank our VIP Iconics, Aline Ruchal, Michelle Park, Meg Di Ruggiero, and Deja. You guys are so wonderful. We appreciate everything you do for us, and we love you guys so much.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, so guys, if you enjoyed this episode, there's a few things you can do to let us know. It means so much to us if you write a review on iTunes. Whenever we read a new review, it's just like, wow, it's just incredible. You guys are mm-hmm. so sweet. If you don't want to write a review on iTunes, or if you've already done that, you can reach out to us on any of our social medias, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. DM us. Let us know what you thought about this episode. You can also email us. And then you will find links for all of those things, as well as our GoFundMe charity of the month in the description.
Thanks for listening, and thanks for stanning BTS.